Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Joseph?
Yes, this is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's great, Charlie. How are you?
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. It's Wednesday, so we're halfway there. It's been
yes,
a busy morning as well, I will say. I know you're speaking to my mapping coordinator here, Zion, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you or anything like that?
Probably 1,000 questions, honestly. I've never advertised with Google. So,
okay.
Maybe if you could explain as far as, obviously there's a price that's involved. Is that monthly, yearly? How does the payment work as far as, making
going
sure Google gets paid? Yeah. So as far as prices, and then if you could explain a little bit more about how the actual
sure.
Google search would work to make sure
okay.
that, I mean, maybe now I show up on the first page, but does that say that in 6 months I'm going to still be on the first page? You know, questions like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, what we do is we only work with one company per industry, per area, because we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So as long as you're with us for the service, you won't necessarily fall off the first page just because we're working with you at that point in time, right? One thing that I do see is you don't have a Google Business profile at the moment. So we would help you get PIN verified with Google so that way you can start populating in the Dalton area, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now how it works, though, is anybody searching for your services, painters near me, interior painters near me, stuff like that, you would pop up at that time of search where people can just click to call you directly. So we're not vetting you a lead. You're not getting a lead through an app or anything like that. As soon as they see you, they're able to just, they have a call button right there for you. They just click you and it just rings straight to the phone number that you would like them to call. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Okay. Now we do a paired service because I see that you're new. The better bang for your buck is really going to be the paired service. And because I like to give everybody a straight shot here, I don't like to mislead anybody. It does take 30 to 45 days to get you to the first page of Google. It's not like it's a flip of a switch. They do have to PIN verify you and make sure that you're a legitimate company. You're not a robot with a P.O. box. So what I always recommend for my newer clients is that they do the Facebook retargeting campaign with the Google Business profile. And here's why. That is up and running within 7 to 14 days. And we actually get to pinpoint and target people that are searching for your services on Google. So it's not just like a mass blast out. We're putting you in front of quality customers that can contact you directly for the services you provide. And we can put those advertisements in either if you want to go all the way to Chattanooga, if you want to stay in the Dalton area, but we're able to pinpoint certain cities and zip codes that you would like to target. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and don't feel overwhelmed about that. It's like we help you build everything out, and then we actually take that on ourselves, so that way we can just put that out there for you. You don't have to necessarily do anything. The only thing you will have to do is the verification through Google, but we help you and walk you through that process because it's either like a text message, they either send it out by PIN verification through the mail, or they do a video call with you. And we walk you through that. So once you are PIN verified, your Google listing will be up and running, and then it's about us programming it for all the services you provide at that point, okay?
Okay. Now, you said that was doing a dual campaign with Facebook and Google. Is that what you said?
Yes, absolutely. So the Google is just going to be the SEO content creation on the map section, and then the follow-up campaign for the retargeting ad will be through Facebook. That's going to allow you to get into certain cities and zip codes and all in there a lot faster than just the Google. Does that make sense? Because Google's they do take a little bit. they do verify extensively, I will say, especially nowadays.
And that was one question. No offense, Charlie, but how do I know you're Google?
Yeah, we are not Google. We never claim to be Google. We are a Google Premier Channel partner. So Google's never going to reach out to you. If somebody does reach out to you and say, hey, I'm Google, that is typically a scam call, because Google only certifies and kind of deals with like the Coca-Colas of the world, the Johnson Controls, people that are just massive corporations. We have that partnership. We have that partnership for more like small to medium-sized businesses. So anybody from a one-man guy to a 30-man crew, that's typically where we help those people get on Google, and then they can get on that first page at the fraction of the price of these bigger companies. Okay? And good question, though, too. I can prove to you everything. I can send you over our website with our authenticity badge on there. It has our numbers of years in business. It shows you who we are. It also shows you where we're located. You could also Google Local Splash. That's who we are. We have 940 reviews over that with a 4.2 star rating out of 5. And then on Bird Eye, we have over 840 reviews with a 4.9 star rating out of 5. So we've been in business for about 19 years. we kind of had that ground structure for you there. Yeah, absolutely. And good question there too. Now I do want to go over some pricing, because you did ask about that as well. Everything we do here is set on a flat rate. So we do not charge you per lead. We do not charge you per call, because I know those lead services could get expensive. Whether you get the jobs or not, you still have to pay for those. Over here, it's set at a flat rate month to month. So whether you get 50 calls in a month or you get 800 calls in a month is always set at that flat rate for you. That never fluctuates. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I just heard somebody coughing. I was like, trying to make sure.
No, yeah. Just, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Awesome. For the flat rate, because you're new in business, I mean, you're really new, we have what's called a new in business credit. So because you're under the year marker, it is a reduced rate. Now, I sent you a text message. I don't know if you've received it yet, but it should come in as a link to our website, which it does say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Okay? On there, you'll be able to
so
see.
So far, okay, let's see. An 877, okay, yeah.
Yes, sir. All yes, right, sir. That's
it. Okay.
Yeah, so that's just going to take you to the pricing page. Now, again, the prices on here are different for you because you have the new in business credit that I'm able to bring you on today for. I hooked you up with the platinum package. That's going to include the Facebook campaign. Typically for this, if you were to buy it from the website or be an established business, it would cost you $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. For you, in being a new in business, I'm able to give you that price reduction all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So the first month would be $348, and then it would just go $249 month to month after that. No contracts. We don't lock you into a 3, 6, 12-month contract. If you felt at any point that you wanted to cancel the service, you absolutely could. We only ask that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. We do not charge you a penalty for that. We also do not take down your Google listing or your Facebook page. That is all yours to keep at the end of the day. We build that out for you so you can keep your reviews, your pictures. If anybody searched for your company just in general, they would still be able to find you on Google and they would still be able to contact you. We would just stop the programming at that point. Does that make sense?
That does. And you mentioned that you're capable with your partners to kind of help me set up an online presence, because that's something I do not have.
100%. So we don't just list you on Google. We give you the online presence from Google to Facebook, and then we also help you set up a Yelp, an Apple page. We also place you on Yahoo and Bing, because those are the most popular directory listings. If somebody does search off of Google, we want to make sure that they can still find Prime Painting. And then even so, we'll be able to retarget them on Facebook for you. Okay? And everything's just a click to call directly to you at that point. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, with this, Joseph, for us, this is why Zion did reach out. Because we are a Google Premier Channel partner, and you can see that right there on the website, there's the authenticity badge with the colorful G, and they'll say Google Ads partner there. Only 40 of us have that in the country. For us to maintain that partnership, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So what that means for you is we're not working with your competitors and saying, hey, we can get you to the first page too. We can't do that. That's total violation, and it's a conflict of interest as well. So you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because it's going to be a direct call service straight to your phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Now with that,
you know, that's good to know that to know that you wouldn't call some other guy and say, hey, we got a first position for you.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, it's a conflict of interest. If you are not with a Google channel partner, they can do that because they don't have that partnership. Typically, that's somebody that doesn't have years of experience in the industry. They're trying to get started. And then I've had a lot of clients actually come with us because of the exclusivity, because what they found is that they start to rotate off of the first page, but they're paying a company to be on the first page. So with that, yeah, you won't see that happen to you. But again, my tech team does work hand in hand with you. They do want to make sure that you populate in the areas you want to target, and then also too for the services that you provide. If you wanted to change anything or add something, or hey, I know you're in Georgia, so I know on the winter time it gets a little cold. If you want to do a different service, we can absolutely add that in, so that way you're populating for all the services year round for everything that you're targeting seasonal. Okay.
And do I work with a specific case manager?
So you would always have me as point of reference if you needed to contact me. You will have an account manager as well, but we have a great team here where we have specialists for each and every deal. We're not like a one-size-fits-all, so we have specialists for Facebook. We have specialists for Google. And then if you ever did need to get a hold of somebody, I could always point you in that right direction and have them call you back. Or, like I said, you can always reach out to me as well, too. You'll have my contact.
That's what I wanted to hear, Charlie, is,
the
person that sells me the goods, I want to be able to talk about the goods later on if, you know, there's any.
Yeah, I always leave an open door policy for my clients. So even if I don't answer your call, I always tell them, leave me a message. I'll always give you a call within an hour of you contacting us. Obviously, during business hours, don't call me at 9 o'clock at night. we won't be in the office and then, it won't work out.
I just wanted to make sure that I'd be, assigned a case manager. So, it just kind of feels more personal that way, like they're on your side versus every time you call in, you get a different representative and you kind of have to start from scratch with each conversation. This is what's going on. This is what I need to fix. Yada, yada, yada. But, if I'm dealing with the same person, that's something that I am looking for.
Perfect. Like I said, if you ever do need to get a hold of me, you can here. And then you could always, you'll have an account manager that has the onboarding call. You'll be able to reach out to them as well. But if they're saying hey, I need help with my Facebook ads, we will have our Facebook technician call you. So then that way they can work hand in hand with you at that point. But if you're just general questions, absolutely. You can reach out to me at any point.
Okay. Good to know, Carlos.
Okay. Awesome. So, Joseph, with this being an exclusive listing here, I'm sure you'd like to take control of it, so that way we can help you get that web presence solid for your new business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they're going to PIN verify you. Okay, so right now I have Prime Painting. Do you want that to read Prime Painting, or do you want it to read Prime Painting LLC? What do you want it to read on your Google business profile?
Prime Painting is fine.
Okay. Yes. Now, they're going to make sure, like I said, that you're a local business, you're a real person, so they are going to verify an address just to make sure you're not a robot with the P.O. box. Are you working out of your home as of right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to verify it through the home. Now, this is what I always tell my clients. Your home address is not going to pop up on the Google Business profile. We do not want anybody coming over for dinner that's unexpected. So the only thing that will pop up on your Google Business profile is the Dalton, Georgia 30720. That's the only thing that's going to pop up. Okay. So I'm going to hide your address for you. Give me one sec here. I want to make sure that this is correct for you too. Okay, perfect. It is. And then for the business address, which is going to be your home address, which is fine, what's the address that we're going to pin verify you in the local area?
2470 Crow, C-R-O-W, Crow Valley Road. NW as in Northwest, in Dalton, Georgia, 30720.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Now, I have a question for you on this one. This is totally up to you. It does not cost you anything extra. It is actually included in the price, but I always like to ask before I change because this is your business. For your phone number, you can do one or two things. You can put your phone number, which I have is the 435-695-4500 there, so they can just contact you directly. Or we can put is what's called a tracking number. Now, with the tracking number, the calls still do go directly to you, but now you're able to track where those calls are coming in from. So if they're coming in from Dalton, you'll be able to see they're coming in from Dalton. If they're coming in 20 miles out in another city, you'll be able to see what city they are, and then you'll be able to – it's a – recording, so every time they do call you through the tracking number, you would be able to see, hey, these are the type of customers I'm getting in these areas. I personally think it's the best deal, but again, it's up to you as well, because I want to make sure that you're comfortable with that also. Do you want the tracking number for you, or do you just want the regular number for you?
If you said there's no cost and you recommend it, I will take that up.
Okay, perfect. Now, we build you out a tracking system for you, so you're going to be able to see everything. So you're going to be able to see how much traffic's coming in from Google, how well the Google Business profile is being listed, what you're being listed for, have the ranking on it. Also, too, you're going to be able to track the Facebook campaigns. That tracking number will be in there as well, so now you get to track your call. That's going to be the best deal for you. I always like when my customers do that because I've always got the best response from them too. Okay.
Okay. So what that does is that basically it's kind of like a caller ID that says, okay, they're in Dalton or they're in Chattanooga.
Absolutely.
And then with that, you can always say, oh, okay, I got 13 leads from Dalton. I got 5 leads from
Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
100%.
Okay. I just like to repeat things back and make sure I understand.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely 100% right on that one. And then also, too, if you wanted to be like, hey, we're Chattanooga is hitting me hard. Like, I've gotten, like, 13 leads from there. Can we target Chattanooga heavy over there? And then we can be able to make sure that you see what I'm saying? It's very customizable for you. Cause now we can see the location of searches, calls coming in. And now it's just going to work in your favor long term, okay?
Uh-huh.
What's your last name?
Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
O-L-L, perfect. And then what's a good email address for you, Joseph?
It's the initial J dot C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, D as in Bravo, I as in Indigo, N as in November, 22@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then for the areas that you want to target, is it going to be just a 30-mile radius, or do you want to target, like, specific cities and zip codes where you want to push out into the Chattanooga area as well?
I think if I just keep a 30-mile radius, I don't know the state well enough to target certain zones, so I'm just saying, 30 miles away from my home.
is perfectly.
There's an Amazon Prime guy here delivering my dog in Boston.
It's okay.
I'm sitting on the front porch in Georgia.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, so I want to make sure that's perfectly fine with you. And then for the services that you provide, I mean, I know painters, they do interior, exterior, but are you doing something else where you're doing, like, drywall repairs? Are you hanging any type of drywall or anything like that?
Yeah, so you can include in my repertoire, I do install LVP flooring, which is luxury vinyl plank. And I know that's not dealing with painting, but it's another service. I don't know if you can tie that in.
I can.
But it's a very, so LVP flooring.
And that's L.
I do install that.
P as in, L as in L, V as in Victor, P as in Paul, or is it L, B as in boy, P as in Paul?
No, no, it's luxury vinyl plank.
Okay.
So LVP, yeah.
Gotcha.
And we can get to that, but as far as, let's stick to painting. You had some questions with what, oh yeah, so drywall repair, yes, I do.
Okay. Anything else with drywall? You're not doing insulation for drywalls, right?
No, but does it have a list of options that I can say, yeah, I do that, or no, I don't?
Yeah, so like for this, it's very specific, right? So if somebody's looking for a drywall repair company near me, you would pop up at that time because now, obviously, you know, you got to fix the drywall, but then you're not going to just leave the hole there. You got to repaint it, right?
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it kind of works hand in hand with you. Also, too, if somebody's doing a drywall installation, well, you still got to paint it as well. So I want to make sure if you do offer those services, I want to make sure that you pop up for those services. If you do not offer those services, I do not want you to get calls for somebody to come and change their toilet because I know you don't do that.
Okay. No, yeah. No, that's great. No, I'm 45. I started this when I was 22. I've learned to be a handyman and kind of a jack and all trade, master of none. So, you know, what I want to advertise is painting, but at the same point, if it makes sense, I want people to, and maybe this is something I just tell them when I get there, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I can replace your toilet. I can replace your light fixtures. I can put down LED flooring. I can repair that drywall patch. I can do this, you know, because I've kind of learned to do quite a bit of things, but I want to advertise painting. And then maybe that'll be up to me. I'm just thinking out loud.
Recommendation there for you. If you want to do painting and then drywall fixtures with painting that goes hand in hand, once you're in the home, you know, and you're like building the rapport with them and you can tell them, hey, I also do other things, that's going to be the best thing for you as well too, right? Because now you're the handyman in the area.
Let's maybe focus on advertising, painting capacities, and then on my own, like you said, I'll just say, hey, I see you got a hole in your drywall here. You want that fixed?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So we'll start off with painting, and then, like I said, if you do want to add stuff and you're like, let me just kind of throw myself out there for, like, drywall fixtures and stuff like that, let's see how it goes, we can add you to that. You have up to 15 to 20 key phrases, so the more that you want to be found for, the merrier for you as well. We got no problem helping you there, okay?
Okay,
perfect. Business hours, what are you doing? Are you open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or are you 24-7?
24-7.
Okay. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Are you doing cash, check? Do you guys do debit cards as well? How does it work?
I've just done cash or check. I might get involved in like a payment processing down the road. If you know, a lot of customers are saying, hey, you know, I can't pay in cash or I can't write you a check,
right,
then I'll maybe look into getting the Square or something similar, you know. But
okay, perfect.
So far, it's never been an issue. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, nowadays with like Zelle, Venmo, Cash, like all these apps that you can just transfer money to another person easily, I mean, it's never been a better time to do cash payments from bank to bank, so that's good. I am going to set an onboarding call with you. The onboarding call, my tech team, like I said, is going to reach out to you. They are going to verify everything is correct so they can PIN verify you and help you with that process. What is a good time for them to do that? I can do it later on today. I do have availability, but what does your schedule look like?
I'm available today.
Okay, so I can do it as early as 5 p.m. Does that work for you?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I love to do it soon because it just we're working on everything same day, and it's not like you have to wait on anything.
Oh, yeah. I'll forget half the things you told me today, Charlie. As soon as I go to bed and I wake up tomorrow, I'll be like, what did you say?
Yeah. It's okay, though, because we're going to keep you updated as well. So that's why you do have the tracking system. Everything in there is going to be listed for your services and then also to, like, the areas for the 30-mile radius. And then if you have any questions, you want to change anything, like I said, you have my information where you would always be able to reach out to me, and then I can facilitate it for you.
Actually,
there.
Charlie,
yep.
I don't have your phone number.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Before we're done here, trust me, I'm going to give you everything that you're going to have in set in writing for you as well.
Okay.
I'm also going to send you a business invoice for you. This is a 100% tax write-off. I'm going to send it to the email that you gave me. So at the end of the 2024, you'll be able to write this whole thing off as a business expense, and it won't cost you anything at the end of the year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So to secure the listing here, Joseph, how would you like to do that? Would you like to use a business credit card, or would you like to use a debit card for this listing?
Let's use a debit card.
Okay. Now, on the debit card itself, does it just have your first and last name, or does it have Prime Painting on it?
No, I don't have business cards. It has my first and last.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do for you. Because you're going to use a personal card. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was just going to say it says Joseph C, my middle initial, Carol.
Okay. V as in
on
Victor?
On the card itself. No, C as in Corbin. Oh. And by the way, my full name is Joseph Corbin Carol.
Oh, okay.
I go by my middle name, which is Corbin. Yeah.
Corbin.
Yeah.
And that is that C-O-R-B-A-N?
B-I-N.
B-I-N. Okay. Corbin. Okay. I'm going to have everybody refer to you as Corbin so that we're not calling you Joseph. I know people call me Charlie. My government name is Charles. When my mother calls me Charles, I know I'm in trouble. So I don't want that to be the case here either with you.
No, that's what I say. The only time somebody calls me Joseph is if I'm in a jail or a hospital.
Yeah, oh, okay, yep, that's your government name for sure.
Yeah, I don't like it. And then what's funny is that I was, his name is Joseph, but I'll just start calling him Joe. I'm like, dude, not even close, man.
Yeah, so, yeah. We'll call you Corbin. I'll make sure to have that so my team calls you respectively your name that you want. Now, I was saying here, because it is a personal card, I'm still going to send you a business invoice, so it still comes out as Prime Painting for you, so you still have that opportunity to write that off at the end of the year as well, okay? It's very important for a lot of business owners, I know. So for the billing address on the card, it's still the 24/7 Crow Valley Road, Northwest, Dalton, Georgia.
The billing address is not, because that has not been updated yet. So the billing address is 1030 South 850 West. Now this is in Vernal. He is in Victor. He is in Echo. R is in Romeo. N is in November, A is in Alpha, L is in Lima. Okay. Utah?
Utah.
84078.
Okay, perfect. You came from Utah, huh? What made you go to Georgia?
Vernal. My brother lives here, and he said, man, I have tried to get anybody to come to my house and do any work, and it takes months, and it's overpriced. He's like, just come out here, and with your services, you can make some money, because every one of my neighbors is looking for a painter, a handyman, a plumber, and nobody wants to do the small jobs. They all want to build a house or build a condo or condo complex where they make $100,000 versus making $500.
Yeah.
So he said, man, just the work out here, you can get to work. And you can,
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're going to help you with too. A lot of people are on that train of just like, you know, remodeling and all that kind of stuff where it's like kind of stepping over all the other stuff that's there that you can be busy and you don't have to wait for jobs to close. Cause on remodeling, it could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months just to, you know, if you're out that much money, then you have to wait until the job's finished. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of work with a lot of remodeling contractors too. So we know where they're coming from, and then we understand like what we have to do to help them out too. So, but that's awesome. That's cool. I'm glad that you have family over there too, because I know like moving states can be a little tough, especially if you don't know anybody. But I'm glad you know like your brother out there, and you know you guys are in the same area. That's what family's always important.
Yeah, and he and I We're the two black sheep of the family, so it's perfect that we live together.
You're called the Bash Brothers, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I have got your original billing address. Once you do have you change that to your address there, you can let us know so that way nothing is, you know, everything changes with you. So once you do make that change, just be like, hey, I got my address over here now. Can you make those changes for us? We could absolutely do that as well when you do that. For the card itself, are you having it on a Visa, a MasterCard, a Discover? Is it an American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. Now, I know Visas do start in the number 4. And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, confirming. We're going to charge $249 and a $99 service fee. So total of $338.
$348 at a flat rate. It's not going to come out as a tax, so it's going to be the $348 total.
And that will be... for this month. Next month will be the $249.
Yes, sir.
And
so
each following month will be $249. And if I need to cancel, do 3 business days before the next payment.
Yes. So here I'm just going to take your card information. I'm still going to set up a security question for you. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification with our direct line where you're going to be able to call in. I'm going to send that all to you in writing. It's going to be a recorded line. And then I'm also going to state the pricing structure for you as well as the number to call if you did ever need to cancel too. So I'm not done. I'm just kind of filling out your information here for you.
Okay. And you said you didn't like to be called Charlie. What do you like to be called?
No, I like to be called Charlie. My original name is Charles, but I've never been
called Charles. Oh, so if your mom calls you Charles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And okay. My dad's name is Charles, so when I hear Charles, I usually look at my father, and I'm like, ah, that's on you, dude.
Yep.
I didn't get in trouble there, so, but we can tell by the tone of voice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Charlie is more than enough. That's all you got to call me at that point. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the card number itself. Corbin.
4342. 5810.
Mm-hmm.
2298.
Mm-hmm.
5947.
Okay. Can I read this back to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4342-5810. 2298-5947.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
0528.
And those birds sound amazing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, my brother has a nice piece of property. I can't see anything but trees.
Nice. That's awesome. What's the security code on the back?
475.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, my father lives on 2 acres in Washington, and he's actually enclosed on trees. So it's like a massive park, and it just sounds like you go out there and you don't hear anything but wilderness, and it is just like relaxing. I love always going and visit him because he's just like, well, let's just go have a fire in the backyard. I'm like, that sounds great. So
yeah.
I'm going to set up a security question for you, Corbin, here. This is going to, one is to add a protection for you. So this is to verify that we're always contacting you. And both parties are talking to the right party. So we're always talking to you on this matter. We're not talking to anybody else, and you're always talking to us. If anybody does call you and say, hey, we need more money from you, which we will never do, you could always say, okay, well, what's my security question? And then if they don't ask you that, then obviously you know that's not us. You can hang the phone up, call us directly. Because you have that call tracking system on there, we will be able to block those calls for you and open up an investigation to make sure that doesn't happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I have three names. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, your city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. I love these ones. Okay, so what's your pet's name?
Winston.
Winston?
Like the cigarette.
Winston. Perfect. I actually grew up with a buddy named Winston.
Mm. Actually, I named mine after Winston Churchill.
Okay.
Yeah, Winston.
What kind of dog? Was it a dog? Was Winston a dog?
Yeah. My entire life I've had a pug.
Okay.
And they've all been named after people that start with W. The first one was Winston Churchill. Second one was named after Wilford Brimley.
Okay.
And then I named the third one just Waldo, like, where's Waldo?
Oh, Waldo.
The fourth one. And this one is named Wilbur after the pig in Charlotte's Web.
You got some great names in there, and then you got some characters.
Yeah.
is what I would say. That's awesome. Well, that's going to be your security question here. So what I'm going to do, like I promised, I am going to walk you through a voice verification. So this is going to be sent to you in writing. This is going to be a recorded line. So that way you do always have that pricing structure in here. You know, God forbid, you know, inflation goes up, you would always be locked in at that rate for the 249 month to month. That will never go up. You are grandfathered in there. But I am going to walk you through this so then that way you can have all of our numbers sent to you in email, and then also to you'll be able to know if you ever did need to cancel. I'm going to walk you through that process right here, right now, okay?
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Prime Painting.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Corbin Carroll, owner.
Perfect. And then, Corbin, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Corbin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Winston, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Corbin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
I'll write it down because I have paper.
Perfect. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 877-635-6225. That's going to be our customer service line where our representatives will reach out to you for our onboarding call. If you need to get a hold of me personally, it's that same number with extension 203 on the end of it, okay?
203. Okay.
Yep. That's going to be me, Charlie. You'll be able to reach me at my office number here, okay? Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which you're on the new in business credit, will be charged today, which is May 22nd, in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Corbin, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number I just gave to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to stop sounding like a robot now. I'm going to send to you an email, and you're also going to receive a couple of welcome text messages from us. Let me just make sure here. And then I'm going to book that call for you here at 5 p.m. So my tech team is going to reach out to you. Okay, let me just make sure. Boom. Okay. So everything went through on my end, Corbin. So I just want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We are like a family here, so if you need anything, if you need any help, if you want to add services, take off services like I mentioned before, please reach out to us. You could always call me. I have an open door policy, and then you could always reach out to our customer support team as well, so then that way they can help you, okay? I sent you a text message. You should have got it. It should say, and, you know, I'm just saying what it says in the message. Joseph, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll say, please click here, and it'll be a link to accept the subscription terms. That's going to be our terms of experience when you click that link. Just let me know when you get there.
Okay, click here and type your name. Okay.
So on there, there's going to be 2 checkboxes on the left-hand side. You got to click those. One's going to say you're the card authorization. One's going to say SMS messages. Yeah. You're going to sign your name, Joseph C. Carroll, and then it's going to take you to a login page when you hit confirm, or you're going to type it, and then it'll hit confirm. Let me know when you get to the login page.
What's going on here? It's, excuse me. I've hit the 2 boxes and I put my name, but I'm not able to scroll down.
Okay.
Why can't I scroll down to confirm? Maybe this word page. All right, let's try this. I agree. I certify. Joseph C. Carroll. Done. It's weird. I can't seem to. Oh, feedback. No. So I've typed my name in.
Okay.
It has today's date.
Okay.
But I cannot. Doing when you pass this.
Okay, so it doesn't. Okay, are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay, if you turn your phone sideways, does it allow you to do it?
Let's try. Oh, okay. Hey, you're a genius.
It's not my first rodeo.
Okay. All right, it took me to Local Splash, username and password.
Okay, perfect. So the username and password, we sent that to you in a text message. You should receive that. If you want to go back to your text messages and log in, you can. There's nothing there yet because we have to build everything for you, but that's where you're going to be able to restart. You're going to be able to log in there and track those for, you know, like the Google, the Facebook, and then also to the call tracking system as well. Okay? So...
Okay.
I know the username is usually the phone number. But
phone
then,
number.
Yeah.
So I still need to set up a password, it looks like.
Yeah, when you log in, you'll be able to set up that password to whatever you want, and then that's going to be your login password for that.
Do I have a password already set up? Because I'm trying to log in now.
It should tell you the password in the in that text message, yeah.
Okay.
Just a username, and then it should say your password, and then it has...
I see it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
We're working on your account. Okay.
Perfect.
Please check back in a couple of days.
Yeah. Well, it won't be a couple of days because my tech team is going to reach out to you at 5. So I've expedited that process for you. You should have everything in your emails as well. So there's going to be a couple of different emails they sent to you. You can kind of gather those if you want with pictures and stuff like that. My tech team is going to let you know what they need from you anyways. So we just, if you want to get the ball rolling, you can to see what you'll need. But they're going to be able to come to the table. They're going to verify with you. And then they'll say, hey, you can send your pictures in here. So that way we can help you get populated through Google and then the Facebook ads as well. All right?
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, at this point, I don't have many pictures, I don't think, because I wasn't planning. I was working for a different company, so I wasn't planning on starting this business, so I got the invitation to move out here. So is that going to be a bad thing where until I get some jobs, I won't have any photos?
No, I mean, we can use stock photos for now. We deal with, you know, contractors all over the U.S., so we have photos that we could use. But once you do start to get the jobs in and you complete it, be sure to just kind of take some before and after pictures. It's only just going to help you in the long run.
Yeah, I never thought of creating a portfolio because it wasn't necessary. But now that I'm here, I understand. Okay, cool.
But now it's necessary. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, just start to take pictures before and afters, and then as you start to acquire those, like I said, you can send those in, and then we will publish those so that way people can start to see the work that you're doing around the Dalton area community. and it's just going to benefit you, mm-hmm. especially if people just contacting you at that point, all right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So you're all set up here. I'm going to get working on your account here, Corbin, so that way at 5 o'clock we will be able to be ready to rock and roll with you. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
I think I'm set, Charlie.
Perfect. If you need to get a hold of me, you have my extension there. You could always reach out to me. Please, if I don't answer, just leave me a message. I promise I will call you within an hour, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We'll talk to you in a couple hours here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.